From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting North Korean state media, quote, a general who says that Pyongyang is about to take military action, targeting the U.S. Western Pacific territory of Guam, home to a sizable U.S. Air Force and Navy facilities. North Korea's threat against Guam spotlights a Western Pacific U.S. territory that looms large as a military asset, despite being smaller than Singapore. It is a former Spanish colony and serves as a major military base for the United States. However, Eddie Baza Calvo is its governor and says,
Guam is American soil, and we have 200,000 Americans in Guam and the Marianas. We are not just a military installation. And with that said, I want to ensure that we are prepared for any eventuality.
Guam's proximity to the Korean Peninsula is also what makes it an attractive target for North Korea. Pyongyang is only 3,380 kilometers northwest of Guam, putting it within a feasible striking distance. Tokyo is 2,400 kilometers to the north, and Taipei is 2,700 kilometers to the west. The exchange of threats and harsh rhetoric between North Korea and Mr. Donald Trump, the president, has rattled many investors. Stock prices fell in Asia, Europe, and the United States, while demand rose for safe haven investments like gold. Wednesday, key stock indexes in Hong Kong, Germany, and France were down by 1% or more. U.S. stocks were off as much as 0.4 percentage point during Wednesday's trading, but recovered some ground by the close. This is VOA News.